Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
So let's say, I don't think it would apply to any of us. Maybe you could. First of all, you have to have a job where you can work remote or be independently wealthy.
Okay.
But if you had one of those, would you ever consider living on a cruise ship and then working remotely?
Yes.
I think it'd be pretty amazing.
I mean,
now there's been no stage in my life where that would have been remotely possible.
Yeah, me either. So this is all completely pie in the sky, but
listen to this dude.
Yeah. If I was single, I could afford it. I wanted to travel. I don't know if I would want to do it like permanently for the rest of my life.
The amount of time is you have to buy in at a pretty hefty price. A
couple of years though.
So this guy, Austin Wells, is 28 years old, lives in San Diego, and he leased a residence on a luxury boat that he will move into and work remotely from. For at least 3 years as it sails around the world.
3 years?
3 years. That's a long time.
But the fact that it is sailing around the world makes it different. I was wondering if it's just like sitting idle.
It's just docked.
It's just kind of floating. Or yeah, it's just docked in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Like nothing wrong with that.
And then going back and forth to the Bahamas every 4 days, you got new people getting on and new getting off. And, it comes complete with medical services, a farmer's market. That seems impossible. Private kitchens and an exercise center, along with a 24-hour room service, co-work space, and a spa.
Oh, dope. Okay, now that I know we're traveling the world, let's go.
It's on the mega cruise ship named the MV Narrative, made up of more than 500 private rooms and apartments, which will be home to around 1,000 residents who will live on board more or less permanently.
So...
Dang.
This is not an ordinary, you're not getting on a carnival. This
is. You said a couple $100,000 for 3 years.
We haven't said the price yet.
Oh. Well, that's what I'm assuming, right?
You're in the ballpark, yeah.
Steven, have you seen pictures of this boat?
No.
Because it is no carnival cruise. That is for sure.
All right. Well, whatever money you're paying, does it include all your meals and everything?
That's another great question.
Like, are you getting, because when you go on a cruise, normally you get the, you can buy the drink package or something for a couple $100 so you can drink at any of the bars or any of the little stations that they have set up.
So he works for Meta in their virtual reality division, Reality Labs, which is fully remote.
Wait,
and
Meta?
He'll continue like Facebook Meta.
Oh boy, that's a bad gamble.
Right. There is but he will shift his work hours to the night. And then he will be able to go and visit a city when they hit port or anything else during the day. It says it's an upscale residential ship built by Storylines, the brainchild of co-founder and CEO Alliston Punton, a former construction and property executive who had never been on a cruise before founding the company. Let's see. It's now under construction in Croatia, and it'll set sail in 2025. 11 different types of residents on board, with the largest global at 1,970 square feet on two levels with up to 4 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and a large balcony.
Okay.
Can you imagine what that costs? Some apartments are located on deck with a champagne and whiskey bar, cigar lounge, and small pool at one end, while others have observation lounges and event spaces. The facility, spread across 18 decks, will include 20 restaurants and bars, a 10,000-square-foot gym, and a spa open 24 hours, 3 swimming pools, a school, library, bank, and office spaces. So you can move in with the kids. The ship will also have a theater for performances and movies, although unlike traditional cruise ships, extravagant entertainment won't be a focus. It will dock at ports for around 3 to 5 days, which is longer than the average for normal cruise liners. Most people will be out in the local cities and doing day trips and overnight trips, hiring a car and going out for 3 or 4 days, meeting the ship at its next destination, they say. Stops already include 3 days docked in Rome, then Naples, smaller places in Venice, Slovenia, Albania, Croatia, Greece, and then Turkey. It'll even go to the Arctic Circle. 3 years traveling around the world, and the itinerary is still being finalized. So here's what we're all waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
What does it cost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we mentioned the one that's going to have 1,600 square feet, mm-hmm. two levels and four bedrooms. He is on the Discover studio level. He signed a 12-year lease.
Oh, my
12
God.
12 years?
Oh, my God.
For $300,000.
You know, that's paid not bad.
Monthly. What's that break down to?
And that includes everything.
It does not.
Oh, what?
That's the caveat. It's
right
not like
on the
a regular
website,
cruise.
It says welcome to all inclusive living.
Well, I'm sure if you pay for the mm-hmm. would you say he was on the Discover deck?
Yeah, he's on the Discover deck. Yeah. A 237 deck. Square foot room includes a fold away bed, pantry area, desk, and separate shower. Most leases are either for 24 years or for the life of the vessel, 60 years. But as an early customer, he was offered a 12-year lease. Now, I suppose you can sublet it.
That's not bad. It's two grand a month.
Yeah, okay. But for 230 square feet?
Yeah, but 230 square feet that visit cities all over the world.
Yeah, but you could. Yeah, but for $300,000, you could go to any cities you wanted in the world over and over and over again for years.
Well, you'd still have to pay for a house.
You could almost buy two
just
of
get
my
a hotel.
For that,
I'm
though.
Not doing this. Don't get me wrong.
This is
because
dumb.
Here's the other part.
This is so dumb. No one will do this other than that guy.
Oh, I think a lot of
and
people
really
will do
rich
this.
People. Yeah,
a lot of people.
But really,
do
rich
this.
People want to have their own thing. They don't want to be paired up with a bunch of other rich people. Then they all run the risk of this thing sinking, and then you lose all the blue bloods at once.
They're not going to.
They don't want to do that.
They're not going to build this boat though if there isn't. If there isn't a demand for it, if there isn't a need for it.
The place
they obviously
I mean,
figured out that there was.
It is high end. The bathroom doesn't look like the one that I had in the cruise ship I was in, where you could pee in the toilet and take a shower at the same time. Now, if you do want the all-inclusive living fees, like Kelly said, so you got your mortgage that you're paying, or your rent that you're paying.
So $2,000 a month for 12 years, and then at the end of your 12 years...
You have nothing.
You have, you have nothing to show for it. That's
which
not
is
great.
Not so different than renting. There are people that rent an apartment for $2,000.
That's true.
These days.
I don't know if I want a 12-year commitment, though.
That's a lot. Better than the 60-year one. All-inclusive living fees. So you want to get everything covered. Food and drinks from the ship's restaurants and bars. Laundry's covered. Fitness classes. Medical checkups. You don't have to take your wallet out of your pocket.
Haircuts, massages, watercraft rentals, room service.
Watercraft.
Everything. All of it.
$2,100 a month per person. So if it's a couple, you're at $6,000 a month to live on that boat.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have any other expenses.
Except
really.
For when you dock and then leave the boat and go explore, and then there's more that you've got to pay for.
But you got $2,000 for the lease, and then $2,100 a person.
An additional, okay.
Yes. Residents who will be able to rent out their units if they're not on board, regardless of whether they are full or part owners. A studio apartment like the one that Wells bought could generate $4,500 a month, according to what people are guessing people would do.
That's what you put it up on, like Airbnb.
That'd be pretty cool to rent it for a month.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, say you want to be home for the holidays or something.
But you are, man.
You think me and Kayla could get a babysitter for a month? That'd be $6,000. And then, you know.
I don't know if I want to be on a cruise ship for a month.
What about 12 years?
No.
That's
no
not, I mean, I went on a cruise one time with my grandma, and it was spring break. And so everybody warned me that it was going to be like a grandma cruise. But then when we got there, it was definitely a spring break cruise. So my grandma was the one that was surprised. Mm-hmm. Emmy. And it was a blast for like 4 days. If I would have stayed on there for more than 4 days,
I
would have died.
It could get real old.
Yeah.
But if you lived there and it's not going to be as crowded as that. It's not going to be people going, let's do the conga 24 hours a day or whatever they're doing.
It just feels like a floating dorm.
Yeah, I feel like it's going to be, as soon as the first storm you hit, you're going to regret your life for the rest of it.
I didn't even think about weather.
Especially if you have one of the crappy inside rooms.
I'd need a window.
No window or anything.
Need a window.
Yeah, no.
That got pretty old sleeping on the inside.
Yeah.
This is the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
I want
to. Man, in theory, I like the idea of it. It's not worth it price wise, but I would do this for, I would say, max 1 year. Well, if everything in my life was completely different than it is right now.
But God, to me, it'd be like living in a floating shopping mall.
I think Paul's got the idea. Hello, Paul.
Good morning.
This hit close to home for you,
what
right?
Yeah, Paul.
You're right down my lane right now.
Okay.
Tell us what you've been doing with your wife.
For the last calendar year, we spent 38 weeks on a cruise ship.
Consecutive, like 38 consecutive weeks?
There might have been one or two in there that we didn't go on.
Okay.
It's a great gimmick. I mean, we pull into port, and we live in Miami. We're originally from Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Okay.
But we pull into port in Miami, and I call all the late booking. There's four different cruise lines at port in Miami, and they want to fill the boat.
That's smart.
So you didn't commit to all this time. You just can basically get off and get right back on?
Yep. We have a house. We retired from Michigan and moved to Miami and bought a house. And we do put that on the Airbnb and rent that. But we do the cruise ship. I love it.
Paul, do you mind saying how much? Like, what would the trips that you're going on, what would they cost if you were to book them just normally, not the late booking? Like, are they a couple $1,000s? Like, what's
they're right around probably $1,200-$1,500. You know, it all depends on what room you want. If you want an inside crappy room, as you referred it, or you want a good room. But, yeah.
And that's for both of you for a week, or is that per person per week?
No, that's per person.
And then what kind of deal are you getting if you're doing last minute booking?
Right around $300.
Oh my God.
Okay.
Oh, wow. So you're spending $600 a week, and then you're renting your house out. How much are you getting for that?
Well, we get around $1,200 for that a week.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh man.
No, that's
struck it off the tee and right down the middle of the fairway.
Now that's smart.
This
dumb luxury boat that they're talking about. No way. But what Paul's doing.
Yeah, turn it into a hustle where I can make money. Are you kidding me? I'm in. Put me on a
Paul,
boat.
If you're on a back-to-back cruise, a listener's asking, and you are booked for the next one, do they let you stay, or do you still have to go through the rigmarole of getting off and getting back on?
You still got to go through the rigmarole. And what we do is we get off, and we get a Uber, so it's waiting at the dock. We go wash our clothes, and we'll get right back on. Because a lot of times you're not getting on the same boat for availability. You know, you might be getting on a Disney cruise. You might be on a Royal Caribbean, a Carnival, it's like the St. Kitts, St. Thomas, and all that. I went to them. I've been to them ports 7 weeks in a row, you know. So a lot of times you don't even get off the boat. You get tired of all
the because everybody else is off the boat, so you can get the spot right by the pool or do whatever you want.
Oh, that's awesome. Paul, you got to figure after like two or three times doing this, you figure out the shortcuts.
Yeah.
I don't have to wait in this line. I can cut through here. I can go over here. I know I don't have to be here at this time, even though they say you do.
And I like that. What is there, like a ticket booth or something at the dock that I just walk up to and I'm like, you got any free spots on this boat?
Well, you get to know the phone numbers and that. But, Steve talked about the crappy rooms. What's nice is after you've been on so many cruises, they upgrade you. You know, you keep getting, right now I'm a platinum.
Like
so
frequent flyer stuff.
Guy who's always at the casino.
Room, they see the platinum. If they have any other rooms available, they'll upgrade you to the other rooms.
Have you met other people doing this? Because I feel like you threaded the needle on a loophole there, and things are looking pretty good.
I have. We got told by some older couples when we were cruising on our first couple cruises, and they were out of Galveston, and they were doing the same thing. But, I love it. I mean,
smart move.
Certain boats you keep off of, like spring break, like Kelly says. If you get our age, when I was younger, I loved Carnival because they're the party ships. But
now, Paul, how old are you? You sound like you retired fairly young.
63.
Oh, okay.
Nicely. Right.
Well, you sound young because you're partying with Jimmy Buffett and Zach Brown Band every week.
A parrot. Hey, Paul, what percentage of your DNA do you think is transferred completely to MRSA and COVID?
Yeah, we were pretty disappointed when we went through all the COVID period when we couldn't get on the boat.
I bet.
Had to stay in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, that's terrible. You had to stay in Miami.
That must have been the worst.
Well, Paul, congratulations on retirement and figuring this out, because it sounds like a great way to go.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah, love you guys' show. Thanks.
Thanks, Paul. God darn.
Well, now he's just changed my mind in 10 seconds.
Yeah. When can I start that? Can we take the road kit on a boat?
No. You guys want to do the Free Beer and Hot Wings cruise show?
We've talked about that.
Yeah,
but a lot of shows do been, that.
Yeah, there was a company that wanted us to do something similar
like
to that.
Like regular ones.
Yeah.
What?
I don't think the Wi-Fi is going to be good enough to get the show up to the satellite and back down from a boat.
There were some tech issues. But that was back like 10 years ago.
Yeah, like when I went on a cruise, it was like $96 a minute to check your Hotmail.
Yeah.
I think things have progressed a little bit.
I don't know. That.
So I just need the dog sitter. I just need the dog sitter to know that we're not dead and we're coming back for Alice.
We got Hotmail Wi-Fi. You can only check Hotmail.
It was so expensive and so slow. Ah, God. Man, with Paul, I meant to ask him. Like I said before, the last night of the cruise I was on, they announced, hey, the average person gained 7.5 pounds. And then I got home and weighed myself, and I'm like, I'm better than average. How would you, I mean, you'd have to, you know, put the clamps down. You couldn't do cruise eating 38 weeks out of the last 40.
I mean, they have salad bars and cruises.
They're retired.
Shut up,
Kelly. You don't have to go to the endless chicken fingers and hush puppies.
Hey, we're out of time, so shut up with your dumb ideas.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.